And with us in the studio this morning is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Excuse me. Enrollment.
Enrollment this year is good. We are up 11 kids over what we predicted in February, which is awesome. Like to welcome back some of those students, maybe who are returning to us from other areas, and certainly welcoming new students as well. Unfortunately, that doesn't take care of our issue that we're looking at next year, which is a large senior class graduating, and we certainly hope that everybody graduates and wish the seniors the best. But that is a large class of over 60 right now. And when we lose that class, we'll be down about 30.
Ooh. Yeah, yep. That's crunch time.
It's crunch time, but the good news is with the addition of the 11 kids, and our numbers do seem to be stabilizing countywide on the number of kids across the board. We know Great Expectations has strong enrollment, and so it does look like we are going to be leveling off at that 430, 435 area. Mm-hmm. But again, it's pretty early to tell, but it's looking encouraging, where at one point we thought we were going to be into the 420s, possibly even lower.
And after Thursday's football game, everybody's going to want to come to Cook County.
That's right. That's okay. Right. We certainly wish those guys luck on Thursday.
Let's talk about got a couple things I want to talk about, but let's talk about the gym floor. You're going to tear it up.
Yep. As everyone knows, our community education gym floor has been heaving. Our last round of rain, again, we started having issues with that starting to pop up. And we have decided to move forward with removing that gym floor. This would happen regardless as to whether or not the YMCA moves forward, because that floor needs to be replaced. So we felt it was best to get going and take that out. Starting tomorrow, Tuesday, the community education entrance will be closed. In other words, no one, including staff, anyone will be able to enter through that area, as that will be used as an exhaust route for some of the work that they are doing in the gym. So please, everyone, be using the Eagle doors. We would prefer you just stay away from that west end of the school.
How does that affect the old superintendent's office, where the DNR is?
The DNR is fine. That's a separate office. It's really that west wing, like where the community ed office is. That's the biggest impact. And AEOA will be temporarily relocated as well. And I believe that we are looking at the current community center for that.
Mm-hmm. Winter's coming.
It is. And yes, parents, like to do a shout out. Please make sure that you have your winter morning plans taken care of. Who's going to watch the little ones if we run a 2-hour late start? Who will follow through if it's a full day off of school? And then again, make sure that those kids have warm clothes. If you're dealing with those middle school students who don't like to bundle up, maybe throw a pair of wool socks in the bottom of their backpack in case a bus stalls or something like that. Always good to be prepared.
Okay. Now, I saved the best for last. Not the best, but when I talked with Peter James a couple of weeks ago about the Minnesota Department of Education meeting, you were there with him at the same table, and you talked about Finland.
Yes, it's really interesting, the discussions that are happening statewide regarding education in Finland. People often think of the European model, but Finland's model is different even than that of Germany's and other areas in Europe. And one of the biggest things with that is trust. And adults trusting across the board, in other words, administrators trusting teachers trusting administrators, community members trusting the school district and the school district leaders and teachers. Maybe the most interesting piece is the adults really trusting students and building a sense of responsibility in children early on. To do the right thing, and that education is important, and really to focus in on their learning. A very good discussion. No, we're not going to turn Cook County into a little Finland, but certainly we can learn some things from what they're doing, and perhaps change some of the things that we're doing a little bit. We've actually, some of the things that we've already started to do mimic some of the positive things in Finland. For instance, giving our teachers more time to collaborate on the extra days that we have for them, which are going very well. In Finland, typically the teachers teach half the day and then have half the day to collaborate. There's actually that much time for teachers to to talk about students, work through issues. And so our move and our modified calendar this year certainly was a move in that direction. And I think we are also already starting to see some of the positive benefits of that.
Well, of course, in Finland, you can have longer school days because half of the time it's daylight in parts of Finland.
But here's the catch.
What?
Finland students are in school less, both year-round and daily. And yet they're doing better than historically for the last 8 to 10 years. They have been the best on the worldwide tests. And that's why a lot of people are starting to look at them, because they are not in school more. They're actually in school less, much less than United States students. And they have fewer hours of homework.
Well, then I can see the kids making protest signs already to walk around.
That's right. That's right.
We've been speaking with Beth Schwartz. She's superintendent of ISD 166. Thanks for stopping in. We'll talk to you after the next board meeting.
You bet, Jay.